There are pals and then there are pallas, those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one to a financial constraint, a terminal illness to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Great news, the overall winner walks away with 5,000 rand cash, and if your story is selected to play on air, you get a 300 rand voucher from Adegas in Wolfsburg.
At the age of 17, I was given a test by Allah that would teach me many valuable lessons. But through these trials, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me an invaluable pillar of strength. I had just started matric and was overwhelmed with excitement when suddenly I fell ill. The doctors could not find any reason for my seizures, and so I was sent to hospital. As my parents were overcome by debt and worry, I had no one to support my emotional needs. And just like that, in she came, my 64-year-old grandmother. She would spend the entire day at the hospital with me. Forgetting her own worries and pain, she would also listen to me. After 6 months, my condition only worsened. I had to drop out of school and I didn't have a single friend left. But I never felt alone because I had my nani. Time passed and I came to a point where lifting a glass was a test. But my grandmother was always there for me. She bathed me and clothed me. She fed me even before she would eat. And while my parents were absorbed by stress, she shouldered all the household chores, including the care of my sister. Over the next 3 years, as my body got weaker, my nani helped me strengthen my iman. With daily Quran recitation and stories of the pious, I felt closer to Allah every day. She would help me make wudu and perform my salah. She became my teacher. She taught me everything I would have learned in madrasa and much more. She taught me that doing things for Allah's pleasure is much better than doing things to please people. When I had no confidence, she showed me how to have faith in Allah. She gave me hope when I had none. My amazing grandmother instilled in me love for Allah's beautiful kalam. She showed me that there is more to life than school and friends. With Allah's help, she showed me the beauty of Islam. She was always there for me. She wasn't just my strength. She became the backbone of the family. Now, after 4 trying years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has finally guided me to health. When I asked my grandmother how I could ever repay her, she said, "Help anyone you can and use your health for good." I was moved. she didn't want anything in return. She didn't just act as a relative. She did it for Allah's pleasure. For 4 years, she wasn't just my grandmother, but she was my caretaker. She was a social worker, a teacher, a nurse, an advisor. She was a listener. And last, but not least, she was my pillar of strength. Allah Ta'ala has truly blessed me with a phenomenal grandmother. May Allah keep her in good health and grant her true happiness always. May Allah grant all those who are ill shifa, and may He grant each and every one of us a true pillar of strength. Ameen. Submitted by an anonymous sister. A grandmother is a little bit parent, a little bit teacher, and a little bit best friend. Unknown.